And now for something completely different. Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's Expository Thursday.
Expository Thursday.
As we work together to know the letter better into the narrative of the Book of Acts, we travel to understand what things the Lord requires of us as we learn to apply God's timeless truths in our lives. First, let's begin the text from the point where the people become alarmed, if you remember last week, that Paul and Silas have disrupted their income by casting out a spirit of a particular woman who was a fortune teller gold mine. Due to this, a typical response to Christian persecution unfolds, and they're immediately stripped, beaten, and thrown in jail without a trial or review. To make matters worse, they're confined to the inner dungeon where their feet are locked in stocks. The rationale behind this unjust treatment is that they are Christians who do not align with the prevailing cultural agenda. Ouch. Next, however, as is often the case in the midst of the most challenging times, God intervenes. We get to verse 25. You're going to see from Acts 16, God reveals Paul and Silas, despite their imprisonment, respond by praying and singing hymns to God. Instead of complaining, whining, or becoming bitter, they choose to worship the Lord. And finally, it's noteworthy that the other prisoners are listening, emphasizing a key aspect of Christian living mentioned in the same verse. Even if it may not appear that people are paying attention, or if you can't see or hear those who are attentive, the Lord has a way of using your response to trials as a means of communication with others in ways you cannot imagine. Their testimony would have been compromised if Paul and Silas had complained and grumbled. Quite the example.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And oy vey! So much more. See, that would be my grandma when she got like a little thing in her throat. Oy vey! See, kind of all came out the same though. And when you're six, it just all sounds the same. I'm just letting you know.
I think you do a great impression of her, Dave.
You're amazed. You think I say stuff like this a lot? You should have been at one of our latke dinners. You'd be like going, oh, okay, I'm never coming here again. Anyhow, here's the bottom line. But I'm like, you guys already know, it's not professional radio.
Couple cans, Dave?
Couple cans. Bunch of strings split out all over the place. Here's what we're saying. Hey, you know what? You got something going on? You want to connect to us? You can email us. We like emails. Emails are good. Take me a little while, but we get them. David@hemustincrease.org. That's David@hemustincrease.org. Hey, if you want to text us during the show, okay, not text us. We live in Texas. Text us. Then you do so at 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us during the show, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you do that, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid Dynamite.
All right, watch this one. Dynamite D. Talking to Dynamite D is like having friends drop by to give you a surprise dinner gift at your favorite restaurant.
That is big time, Dave.
That's huge, right? Like, oh, thank you. You just want to go, ah.
I'm waiting on that.
Okay. You keep waiting. Remember, we're doing our best to curb it. So only 12 or 13 hamburgers, not the normal 45. Okay. All right. Good. Here it is. If you've got a praise report, man, share that thing. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. If you got something going on, the Lord's blessed you. Tell people. It is so powerful. You don't have to speak well. You know, we encourage people who've never called. We encourage people you're kind of afraid to call. Yeah, just call. We promise it won't be painful. Okay, so my teaching might be painful, but we promise that part won't be painful. And if you got a prayer request, and you're just like, oh man, I just need to get a handle on it. Need to get something on it. It's just kind of getting away from me, and my prayer is kind of getting a little thinner. Prayers seem a little cold. Call us up. We'll pray together. Hopefully the Lord will give you an uplifting, and we'll bring it before the Lord and petition and seek his help and see where it goes from there. Maybe you've got an answer to a trivia question. I don't know. If you can't answer this trivia question, I can tell how much you're studying the Word of God. What was the occasion for Jesus turning water into wine? If you say July 4th, I'm going to be very upset. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. Yes, it's an easier question, but answer it in Greek. Also, you can text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. What was the occasion? The occasion is what we're looking for. So we're going to have some, we got people answering, and we have somebody calling in. And so we're going to kind of coordinate all that. Plus, we're going to do our DNA because we cannot do history. We cannot do the jokes, but we cannot bypass and miss DNA. So let's have the person sent on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David, this is Eric, and the trumpet is sounding.
Da-da-da! Hey, brother, how are you?
Doing great here, walking with the Lord, trying to obey.
Amen, brother. Amen. I'm with you in that every step of the way, just so you can know. Every step of the way. All right. Let's set up the triv first. Ready? All right, here we go. Here we go.
All right.
All right. What was the occasion for Jesus turning water into wine?
There was a wedding.
That is correct, Mundo! That is right! Double answer. Good job, Eric. And what's amazing is people are like, well, the Lord, he's not for weddings. His first miracle was at a wedding. So if there's a testimony there, it's like, that'd be it right there. It's like the first thing he ever did, like, bing, here you go. It's like Jesus loved weddings, apparently, but maybe not having to provide the wine part. Anyway, how are you, bro? How are things?
I'm doing good here. I'm just enjoying your the last couple segments. You're talking about the, you know, why are you persecuting me? You know, persecuting the church. And I have a secular story to tell that it stayed with me until I read it in the Bible. And that was my dad, when I was a young teenager growing up, I kind of tested the waters with my mom, and he caught me backfasting her one day. And he comes up to me, and he takes me aside, and he says, Eric, you can talk to your mother any way you want to talk to her. But I want you to remember that she's my wife and my bride, and you will not talk to her that way, and you will have wrath, my wrath on you. And that stuck with me for a long time until I read it in the Bible that God's protecting us too because we're his bride. And so I just wanted to throw that in there.
Excellent. I mean, it's just excellent. It's absolutely true. And one of the things that people just fail to recognize, this is not only true for non-believers towards believers, which that would be the primary, but it also has application believer to believer. And talking about the other believers, that is not okay either. because they are also a part. They are also the bride. And it's like, be careful when you talk about other Christians.
Oh, yeah. That is a very good, strong point. Yeah.
Got to remember that, because that's why you got to go, I'm not sure. Lord bless them. that's wisdom right there. Excellent job, brother. You're phenomenal.
Well, you have a great day.
All right. God bless you, bro.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right. Eric's great. How do you not just love him?
That was right? A good story, too.
I know. Callers. You will never forget that, you know?
I think when the callers tell those type of stories, or just call in general, it blesses other people who may not call. I know it does, Dave.
Absolutely. It absolutely does. And so it's just a blessing, okay? So just in lieu of time, we'll do our DNA, and then we'll come back and we'll do the teaching on, you know, I'm not going to miss this part on Acts because it's so good. There's not a chance unless the Lord decides, and we're gone. You know, there's not a chance I'm not doing it. So let's do DNA, and I want to make sure we get that right. Now, this is a building block to who you are, and this is all part of what we're talking about. This whole thing's all the same. So D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Just spend some time with the Lord. I have no problem with people who are like, I like to do it in the evening time, or I like to do it before I go to bed. I have somebody I talked to, I said, I like to do it when I go to bed because it clears my mind. It not only helps me sleep, but it kind of it helps me get a more fresh sleep. I have 1,000% support for that. No problem with people that do it in the morning. If they want to face the day, I do it more along those lines. No problem with people who want to do it in the middle of the day. Does not matter. Just do it. That's what matters. And never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. It is just, I just cannot believe how imperative it is to communicate this to you. So there's a minister out. I'm not going to say where he is or where he's from because there's no point in that. But he's like, hey, I warned everybody a couple years ago that these kind of things in culture were going to happen. It's just like, you've got to understand that the Holy Spirit is dropping this in people all over the world. Stay firm in my word. Be immovable. You don't have to be a mashugana about it, but stay firm in the word of God. It is the truth, and it is what God has to say. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
Now, who's that involve? Serving doesn't mean serving yourself. I mean, this is, you know, it's just one of those things. Now, that's not what it means, serving others, taking care of others, okay? You care about others. You bear one another's burdens. You share with one another. You hold with one another. You laugh with one another. You cry with one another. Just what we talked about in the previous segment. You live and die with one another. Because you know what? You will, if the Lord tarries, live and die with one another. That's exactly what will happen. So if the Lord tarries, that's what's going to happen, okay? Oh, I don't like that. Well, when you're done and you face him, tell him you didn't like it. I guess you wait about 3 million years while you're still worshiping, while you're on your face. Then after that, then you can tell him you didn't like it. All right, we'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at the end of the year indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Or in Proverbs, where it teaches that a generous person will prosper, whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated. Knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can. Right here on KAAM.
What is the David Spoon experience?
What the issue is this guy hears the gospel from Philip, and in that presentation of the gospel is baptism. That is not negotiable in the sense that there's no way you can remove that. And he responds by saying, I want to be part of this family. I want to be connected to this. I hear the good news. I want the grace and the mercy. I want to do whatever it takes to show my response, not just to you, Philip, but to the entire world. I'm a Christian. And that's what baptism does. And while I think it's dangerous to say, if you're not, you can never get in, because I don't believe that's correct, I also think it's dangerous to say, nobody needs to do it. That's incorrect, too. Your baptism is an open proclamation of an inward work. Don't you ever forget, the Lord requires that. If you've never been baptized, get baptized. Don't, we're going to do it right this way. Arrange to get baptized. That's it. If you've never done it, you should do it because it's a declaration of your faith. That's the response to the gospel. You're saying by identifying, going down and up, in baptism, the end of you, the beginning of him in you. Okay. That just seems like doesn't even seem like that's complex. I think everybody should just go, yeah, okay, got it. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. Getting ready for your next trivia question. Next trivia question. I hope you guys are ready. Here we go. How many baskets full of pieces were left when Jesus fed the 5,000? Okay, now that's the only creative miracle that is in all four Gospels. Okay, that's number one. So the question is, there was leftovers. Okay, so when you kids complain about leftovers, say, hey, Jesus thought that was great. Anyway, how many baskets full of pieces were left, or baskets, how many were left after Jesus fed the 5,000? That is the question. How about that? That's a pretty good question. Let's see. We need to pray for Abraham, which we will do in a multi-second. We do have a caller on the line for answering the trivia question. Then after that, we're going to pray for Abraham. He's got like a stomach thing going on, so we want to pray for him and ask the Lord to bless him. In the meantime, let's send the person through who's ready. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David. Will Rogers.
Hey, Will Rogers, how are you?
I'm running about 80% now, but a lot better than last week.
Praise the Lord. I'm just so happy you're doing better, and I have been praying for you, so I'm just glad that you called in because I didn't kind of know where things at. Praise the Lord, you're doing better. I'm going to pray for you after you answer the trivia question because I'm going to include Abraham in it because he's got a prayer request too, if it's okay, just for you to go from 80 to 100 and him to go from minus 50 to plus 50. If that's okay. So here you go. You ready for the trivia question?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. How many baskets full of pieces were left when Jesus fed the 5,000?
I think there was one left for each apostle, so it'd be 12.
That is correct, Amundo! Excellent. And that was an excellent, excellent comment, by the way. I just give you mega, mega props for that one. The difficulty comes in when they pick up the baskets for the 4,000 because there wasn't as many. So it's like, oh, there was less. But that's all right. That was still an excellent answer. Now, let me pray for you. I just want the Lord to push you all the way over, and then I want to pray for our buddy Abraham. So just hang in there with me while I pray for you, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's do it. Father, we come before you right now. We ask you to bless Will. We ask you in the name of Jesus just to take him. He's doing better, but, Lord, get him doing all the way better, not just kind of, just all the way, even better than before. Touch him physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, in every capacity. Just lift him up. That's what we're asking you, by your power and authority. We're lifting up Abraham to you. He's our brother. We ask you to touch his stomach. He's going through a tough time right now, doing a lot worse than a lot of people. We ask you to touch him by the authority of Jesus Christ. It's not ours. It's you. It's your kingdom. It's your work. It's your anointing. Touch Abraham and heal him and bless our brother Will, that the blessing that he's been to us. Bless him right back. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
And amen.
Amen, brother. God bless you.
And bless y'all.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Because I'm going to run, we're going to go right into the Acts, and we're going to see where the history and the other thing come in. So, okay. Is that good? Okay. All right. We are in Acts chapter 16. We are at verse 22. So I just want to remind you where we were prior, because I just want you to kind of follow the ramp or follow as we're going through this. Remember that the gal, she had the spirit, and then they cast out, Paul cast out the spirit because she was annoying him. And so then all people got mad, and they grabbed Silas and Paul, and they're like, these guys ruined our finances, right? They don't care about the spirit part of it. They don't care about the demonic part of it. They don't care about anything except the money. Yeah, follow the money. You follow the – a very powerful preacher once said, he said, it doesn't matter whatever you hear, it doesn't matter what they're saying. He goes, if you follow the money, you find out, right? So it's like, wow, that's a brilliant, brilliant insight. It's actually something that connects why and where Judas was going from. But anyhow, verse 22, it says this, okay? A mob quickly formed against Paul and Silas, and the city officials ordered them stripped – and beaten with wooden rods. Okay, ooh, not the leather, wooden ones. They were severely beaten, and then they were thrown into prison. The jailer was ordered to make sure they didn't escape. He took no chances, but put them in the inner dungeon and clamped their feet in the stocks. What you really got to catch here is how serious the jailer took how the people responded. Pretty much what they were telling the jailer without saying it is, if these guys get out, you're dead. These guys better, I mean, and they beat them severely. Now, look it. Here's something that I want you to get. And I don't have to spend a ton of time here because the next segment's the best segment in the teaching, but you do need to understand something. These guys were stripped, beaten, and thrown in jail without a trial or a review. Now, in our country, that is not supposed to happen. That does not mean it does not happen. It says it is not supposed to happen by the way that we've set up our government. Let's understand something, though. Christians, okay, we're not talking politics. Christians are subject to a lot greater severity than most because it's not one side or the other. It's no cultural promotion because we're trying to be kingdom promoters. And that makes many people dislike us. Not just one group or not just the other group, but many. And why is that? Because our agenda is not supposed to be connected to people making money using demonic forces or anything else that is contrary to God. In fact, more like Daniel, we're supposed to operate within the system while continually making sure that our position with God is never compromised. And just think about that. Daniel's position was much worse than ours in the sense that if anybody did anything wrong with Nebuchadnezzar, instant execution. There was trial. The trial was in a thumb way before Caesar, went up or down. Boom, done. Guess what? He functioned just fine. He did great. These guys are in jail. They were beaten. They were beaten with wooden rods. This isn't a ruler and somebody's rapping the knuckles. This is a severe beating with sticks. And I ain't talking about sticks that we use for cooking s'mores and for marshmallows. You're talking about sticks, 2x4 kind of sticks. And they beat them severely. Then they locked their feet in the inner chamber, in the inner part of the jail. And all of this is because they just didn't follow the culture of Rome. They were proclaiming Jesus Christ, and the enemy lost control of one of its spokespeople, and Paul cast the spirit out. It affected the money, and they brought these people up as a mob. A mob. Which, by the way, you guys should know, when a mob takes place, nothing, there's no logical anything. It's just, well, okay, well, we're going to see where it goes. And all of that for the faith. I just have to reiterate the priority that we have in the kingdom. I am never, and I don't think I've never told anybody to stay away from politics unless it destroys you in your faith. Unless in your pursuit of politics you lose something with God. Then you can't do it, right? But if you're able to do it and you can keep that balance, great. I think that's fantastic. I love that some people can do it. I can't do it that way. I just get mad. So I just like, okay, I got to just stay away from it, right? All of it, right? The Bible says multiple times, now listen to what I'm going to say. Some people won't like it, but it's too bad. It's what the Bible says. The Bible says turn not to the left or the right, but it also says turn not to the right or the left. It says both. So you can't take one and just go, well, see, it says don't turn left. Yeah, but it also says don't turn right. It says walk straight ahead. The kingdom is before us. The path is before us. So even if it hurts, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then everything else will be added to you. That just separates the priority, okay? I mean, it just totally, like, moves it into a different direction. When we get back, it is the key to the teaching, one of the keys in the entire teaching of the book of Acts. Wow. All right, we'll take our break here. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Today is Have a Bad Day Day. I don't know. Have a bad day day? Somebody had to take the time to name a day a bad day? I don't know.
I think it's also National Men's Day, so that kind of works.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. Play Monopoly Day is also a holiday that some people like. And then World Toilet Day.
Okay.
I'm not even going to... Not even close. Not even going to touch that. For those that want to know, this is the stuff I like. This is what you get when you listen to the show. On this day in 1959, the Edsel was discontinued. That might be interesting. But this is what's fascinating. Rocky and Bullwinkle, Rocky and his friends, premiered on this day in 1959. See, that's important.
I hated that cartoon.
Did you really hate
Horrible.
That cartoon?
Okay. Horrible.
I liked it. I always thought, you know, the Russians did it. Do you remember when they were going
Natasha
through?
Natasha and Boris.
They were going through this whole thing with Donald Trump and that whole thing, and people kept dropping in these memes with the – it was so funny. I mean, it was some pretty funny stuff. And I will tell you one last thing, and we'll get into the teaching. We'll do trivia in the next segment. I will let you know that my wife and I got into a discussion last night as we were watching television, as we were watching a show, while we're working on stuff together. And I don't have the answer, so I'm going to ask Wonder Julie. And if you call in for a trivia, you might be able to give us the answer. But we're watching a show, and in the show, there's all these people that are skydiving. And then the last guy goes, and I tried to say, well, it looks like he's skydived. And then I was like, well, that doesn't sound right, skydived, because that's past tense. And then skydove. And then that didn't sound right. And then skydiven, that doesn't sound right. Skydivid, that doesn't sound right. Skydiv, jump out. I mean, what is the past tense of skydived? It just seems weird. It seems like it's a weird. Do you have any idea what it is?
I don't know. I never would jump out of a perfectly good airplane.
It was one of those things we looked at each other and laughed because we're like, I don't even know the answer to this. My English is so bad. I can't even figure out how to give me the past tense. I mean, sky dove, but it just seems like a weird word. Maybe it's me. That's what happens when they experiment with you with drugs when you're like 1 year old. Try this on him. Try this on him. That was me. All right, let's go into Romans chapter 5, verse 3. Poor Wonder Julie's going, what happened to you? Nothing. It's the same idiotic me.
Hey, I leave you alone for one day, and the wheels come off.
Yeah, the wheels. The wheels on the bus go round and round. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Oh, this is a good trivia question. I'm just going to tell you that right now. This is a good one, okay? Now, sometimes, so the second to last one is usually a little harder. It's okay. Get ready. Your answer in this is in John, the Gospel of John, chapter 11, if you have time to look it up. In what city did Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead? In what city? Ooh, Dave. Oh, if you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Going to send you up to the website to tell you blah, 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 blah. Plus, you can give on the website. Check out hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
hemustincrease.org.
hemustincrease.org.
You know, I just have to ask this. Is it me, or does that have a very, like, Great Britain or England kind of feel to it? Is it me? Maybe it's just me.
I don't know if it does, Dave, but it could.
All right. Your trivia question, in what city did Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead? What was the city, if you think you know? 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. We are actually going to do history. Wow, let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's go live big in the past.
All right, folks. Now, I don't often tell you that the first three things we're going to say are all lights out fantastic. But I just want you to know that this day in history means a lot to a lot of people. First and foremost, it's National Onion Ring Day.
Hmm.
I love onion rings. Okay.
Surprise.
Okay, of course, right? Wait. That's not the good one, though. That's the warm-up. That's the bronze. Here comes the silver. Ready? It's National HVAC or Air Conditioning Day. Yeah, that's pretty important, isn't it? Just like National Air Conditioning Day, I think air conditioning, kind of important.
Very.
Very important. And then finally, so far today, it's National Chocolate Eclair Day, which is one of my two favorite desserts in all of the universe, or one of three, or one of four, wait, or one of five. It's one of my top five desserts of all time.
What is it, Dave?
Chocolate eclairs got the chocolate on top. It's like a donut underneath, and in the middle is the cream. And it's just like, yeah.
There's a lot going on.
Oh. I'm not allowed to have those. I haven't had a chocolate eclair in 4 months. I'm so sad. I just made myself sad. That's terrible. All right. Two things to tell you, and then we'll move on. Hollow Nickel Spy Case. You guys probably don't remember this because we were not all into the news as much, but this is a classic. Microfilm from a Soviet spy is found hidden in a hollow nickel by a newspaper delivery boy. The coin felt funny to the newspaper boy, so he dropped the nickel on the ground. It fell apart, revealing a tiny microfilm. He had been given the nickel earlier in change. Years later, it was determined the nickel belonged to Soviet spy Rudolf Abel, who was exchanged for captured U.S. U-2 pilot Gary Powers. Isn't that amazing, though? It's like, wow, hollow nickel. That's just wild. And then the last thing is Tracy Austin, youngest player ever to win a Wimbledon match at age 14. 14. At 14, I'm still figuring out how to tie my shoes. Are you kidding me? She wins Wimbledon? Okay. She wins a match at Wimbledon? Okay. I couldn't even win games of war. Well, you know how you play war with cards and you take the cards and you flip them against each other? I couldn't even win that. Okay. All right. So we've got this. People checking in. We got a lot of responses. Some of them are rather funny in regards to the bell sound when I said had a Great Britain feel. So Al and Eric both had an interesting comment. I'm just going to leave it there. Here's the question. What city did Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead? In what city? If you think you know, you still have time, but otherwise I'm getting to the teaching. 972-445-0770 plus, and remember, I did give you the reference point for those that don't know. It's in John chapter 11. You can also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. We have come to one of the great portions of all. And you think, you say that almost every week. Well, I can't help it because the scriptures are filled with great portions. That's not my fault. Here's what happens. We just heard about Paul. We just heard about Silas. They were beaten, right? I mean, beaten severely. Okay, so I want you to get that. They were beaten with wooden rods. They were thrown into the inner dungeon, not even the holding tank, the inner cell. We might call it solitary confinement in our day and age. And that while they're in there, their feet are clamped. And so they had a rod that would go through, and attached to the rod were clamps, and people would, they would all, their feet would be stuck together, so nobody can move without one another, so to speak. So they're stuck there. And it's unjust because they were only preaching about the kingdom. They cast the spirit, cast a demon out of a person, right? So this is not, you got to think about this. They step into the kingdom of darkness, cast an evil spirit out of a person. The regular people, quote unquote, worldly people, freak out. There's a whole riot taking place. They throw them in jail. Here's what they do. Verse 25 of Acts 16. Around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. Right? Now, we have somebody who's calling in a trivia question. I'm going to give them a chance to answer, but I want you to just hear what I said. They were beaten. They were thrown into the inner chamber of the jail. The dungeon, so to speak. They were abused. They were unjustly accused. All they did was cast out a spirit. And their response is so far from so many of us that we'll take this call and get back to it and we'll examine it. Let's have that caller come through on the triv question. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
David, this is Ken.
Hey, Ken, how are you?
Another beautiful day at the sauna now.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm with you. I love air conditioning. You know, it's just one of those things that when you don't have it, can I be envious of someone who's got air conditioning?
Yes.
Yes. I had a wrestling. I wrestle with these things just to let you know the torment of my life. So there we go.
Since the pastor, I was at a church one time, the pastor goes, you know who never gets any acknowledgement? He goes, the tech team or the sound team? He goes, unless something's wrong. He goes, and then all of a sudden they become the spotlight, which I thought was hilarious. That's right. You're allowed every once to go, oh, I need some air. Bring a good wind in, Lord. All right, you ready for the trivia question?
I will answer your question.
All right, here we go. In what city did Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead?
Let's see, was that Carrollton? No, wait, Bethany.
That is correct, Amanda! Carrollton. Carrollton. Oh, that's a nice place.
You know, something. And had to offer, somebody had to get something. Now, I knew someone was thinking that. I just had to throw it out.
That's great. How you doing otherwise, brother? How are things?
You know, I hurt less today than I did yesterday. but not as bad as so many others. So all in all, I'm on 2 feet. Well, you know, there's been some other stuff, but it's one of those. You don't have time on the radio.
Well, here's what I'm going to ask people to do. Everybody's listening to my voice. You got to be praying for your brother. That's what I'm asking. You guys can take 5, 10, 15, 20 seconds, lift him up before the Lord, ask the Lord to bless him, guide him, direct him, help him, establish him, strengthen him, watch over him. And I pray that very thing in the name of Jesus for you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, brother. Keep me posted on how you are, okay?
Oh, no, it's good. You know, what I was wanting to throw out there was a miracle, a healing.
Well, brother, I believe God does miracles, and I think what we forget is that it only takes a moment for a miracle, and so we believe God will pour a miracle into your life.
He has. That's what I'm telling you. We prayed for this guy, this woman, to come back for when the cancer goes away.
Yeah.
Anyway, so someone has told me, this was a few weeks ago, and this guy told me, you know, this was people, I just do work on a corner, and people just show up. It's weird. And so I prayed for this woman's sister. I had some church friends, you know, some prayer warriors. We pray. Anyway, so somebody comes back, he goes, well, don't tell anybody I told you, but her cancer is gone.
Wow.
And
wow.
So, and I'm not sure what to think about it, because it's kind of, because, you know, it's kind of like, what? And then some people are saying, well, she didn't really, there's like this conflict.
Yeah.
And I'm like, she was healed. Okay, that's all I prayed for. Whether it was something that she was pretending to or did, good, good.
You know,
so
it's kind of
getting.
That's amazing, because that's what they said about you. He didn't really die. What? You know what I'm saying? Of course. You know what? You stand so firm in that. I'm just so blessed to hear you say that, because that's the bulldog attitude of faith that we need to have. Exactly what you
just
expressed.
Well, you know what? It works, and that's why I do, because I've seen these things, and it was, you know, and I asked, I said, so you show these people who you are. We're praying for her right now, because he does those things. And so now we'll just have to find out, you know, where the rubber meets the road with those people.
Yep. Yep, yep, but they'll never be able to deny that it's been told them.
Well, so. You know, it took, that mercy miracle on me a decade ago. It took me like a whole week to figure out what happened. You know, you're just looking at it going, what happened, you know, to reconcile all the mercy or miracles, whatever you want to call it. It's all good.
Yeah, amen.
But it took them, so I'm kind of waiting and to see who's, you know,
you know,
it's been like an eerie silence on the corner these days.
The one thing I would tell you is, I want to say this in that I think a pretty decent way is, it really doesn't matter how they respond for you.
Right.
What matters is how you respond to the Lord. And it's like, that's
right.
What matters. Do you know what I'm saying?
It made for a good Father's Day for me. So
yeah, there you go. Excellent.
You know, I pray he hears, and there's nothing like the confirmation all the time when you get that. That's just huge to me. Huge.
Amen. Amen. It's just such affirmation when answered prayer comes. Glorifies God. Dude, we just talked about that yesterday. Answered prayer glorifies God. That's so
and
powerful.
It's like answered prayer. Everybody like, yeah, but you know, it's like cool stuff.
Yep.
You know, it's like answered prayer. Like what? I mean, you get them. Anyway, it's amazing. I got a hard praying wife too, which makes a whole difference in a relationship. I never had known, and now I do. So any of that made a big difference. So that's when she prays for someone. I saw some steel bend one time. Mm-hmm.
You gotta love
something
it.
Like that.
Love it. All right, brother. Excellent job.
Hey, thanks, David.
All right. God bless you.
Take care. Bless you. Bye.
Bye. All right. Okay, we're gonna keep on the teaching, because I don't want to miss you to miss this. But what a great testimony. What a great job. Excellent. And I just love hearing stuff. And I understand people are like, oh, well, just, you know what? Enjoy the moment. Get it? All right, here we go. Around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns. And the other prisoners were listening. Da-da-da! If anybody had a right to go, well, let's see, there was no trial, nothing but an accusation, thrown into jail. What, they were thrown into jail? That doesn't seem fair. They were beaten, thrown in the middle, and how did they respond in their heart and mind? You know what they did? They prayed and they sang hymns. I'm not sure if you know this or not, but singing hymns is worshiping. So in the midst of the most challenging time, you cannot tell me this would not be a challenging time. Despite the imprisonment, they respond by praying and singing hymns. Instead of complaining, listen to this. If you get one line from this show, please let this be it. Instead of complaining, whining, or becoming bitter, they made a choice to worship God. Now, look at your circumstance. Look at the toughness of it. Nobody's telling you to deny it. Understand it. But instead of complaining about it or being bitter about it, choose to worship God in it. You think, oh, that's nuts. You can't worship God for these terrible things. Yes, you can. Yes, you are required to. Yes, you have enough faith to believe that God will take what is the clay and make it a worthy, valuable treasure. You know who that clay is? It's you. So you can worship God for what he's about to do. That would express your faith and honor him at the same time. You think, but it's hard, it hurts. Yep. But if you really want to push past the pain, take a look at what's coming, because God will not leave it undone. Get it? Okay. Take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break, we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
The Lord is good to me, and so I thank the Lord for giving me the things I need, the sun and rain and an apple seed. Yes, he's been good to me.
Doesn't he know there's a lot of cholesterol in lard? I'm losing it here. What? The lard? What is that guy? Where is he from?
The David Spoon Experience.
What is the David Spoon Experience, you say? I'll put it to you like this. Do you love a good joke that's pretty bad?
What do you call an animal that doesn't practice what it preaches? A hippocritopotamus. Come on.
Do you love being able to ask questions, comments, or having someone to pray for you?
If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, we don't want it to die of loneliness. We want it to have a chance.
And last but not least, do you love some trivia?
All right, we got our trivia question. Who made clothes out of leaves that were sewed together? Somebody want to answer the trivia question? Oh, okay, hold on. Here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
We're talking to Mary.
This is Al.
This is Brother Ace.
This is Eric.
This is Deborah.
Now, if that doesn't make you curious, maybe you should tune in and check it out for yourself.
Think of me as the big brother that won't go away.
That's me.
Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 1:30 p.m. on 770 KAAM.
On Christ the solid rock I stand.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, where we are almost done with another show. I just don't get it.
Like, this one went by real fast, but we always say that.
Yeah, it's just like, you're done. Okay, here's your trivia question. You guys will know this answer. I know you'll know this answer, but sometimes you give trivia answer questions and they're harder, so I intermix them just so you can be aware. We got more to cover. Plus, I got to do a couple jokes. Who climbed out of the boat to meet Jesus walking on the water? Who climbed out of the boat to meet Jesus walking out of the water? Which tells you there was more than one person who walked on water, wasn't there? Okay, there you go. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So I do have – I could probably skip the jokes. I don't want to skip the joke because this is a funny one, but I'll probably skip it. Wait, do we have somebody ready to answer a trivia question? All right, let's send the person through on the trivia, and then I'll kind of make up your mind. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, Dave. It's Jay. How are you?
I'm doing all right, Jay. How are you feeling today?
It's getting worse, but I'm just – hanging on to the Lord.
Okay, and is it the back specifically that's getting worse, or is it just the whole situations?
It starts at the back, but it
goes everywhere, right?
Spirals down to everything. Yeah.
All right.
Neuropathy.
Well, let's do this. Let's do the trivia, and then let's pray for you again. Because I mean, I'm one of those people who believes in multiple prayers, multiple wisdom. So let's do the trivia first.
Thank you for the prayers.
Yep. But here we go. Who was it who climbed out of the boat?
Well, he eventually denied him.
That is correct. And his name is?
Peter.
That is correct! What's great about Peter is everybody should look and go, hey, that guy had a lot of ups and downs. Hey, that guy's just like me. Okay, it's like,
yeah.
Wow, no
yeah,
kidding,
he did.
Right?
He was very fervent, but...
Yep, he had great, great moments,
had
right?
But lots of terrible problems, but then led so well.
Yep. Hey, let me pray over you, okay? So let's do that real fast, okay? And we're going to ask the Lord to touch you, okay? Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Jay, and I am just praying for his physical body. He needs a touch, and he needs it now. He doesn't need it later. He needs it now while we're talking, while we're praying, while we're petitioning you. I ask you to infuse into his body the power of the Holy Spirit, and that the authority of Jesus Christ, all authority in heaven and on earth is in your hands, Jesus. Reach out and touch Jay. And let him find physical revival and healing. In your name, Jesus, we're asking in your name to heal our brother. Get him out of that pain and get him into a better place. We pray in Jesus, in your name we pray, Jesus. Do it so that the Father can be glorified. We pray, amen and amen.
You're such a wonderful disciple, Dave. Yeah. I look so forward to your show every day.
Bless you, brother. We're going to have everybody's going to keep praying
bless
for you,
you,
okay?
And I love you guys.
All right. God bless.
All right. Bye.
All right. So you got to take Jay on. Got to carry his burden. He's hurting a lot, and you need to pray for him and ask the Lord to help him. And it's more important that we do that than anything else, right? That's the most important stuff, right? Okay. We've got about 3 minutes left, so I'm just going to finish off on this little portion in the book of Acts. We'll do the jokes tomorrow or the next day. I've got plenty of time jokes. The last thing I want to say about this is in the same verse. I just want to point this out. Around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. They're worshiping the Lord. Things are awful, right? They're awful. Don't try and make light of this. This is a terrible situation. How do they respond? They worship, right? What's the other part of the verse? And the other prisoners were listening. So even in the I think the ESV. Do you have the ESV there? Do you have that going on? Do you have what it says?
What scripture are we at, Dave?
We're at Acts 16, verse 26.
Verse 26, it says, and suddenly there was a great earthquake.
Actually, back it up to 25.
Okay, 25. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them.
Stop right there. Guess what? You don't know who's listening. You don't know where they are. You could be in a locked cell and not know what's going on all around you. You don't know whose ear or eye who's connected to you. You don't know. Don't try and – you're not omniscient. You never know when somebody is having you on their radar and looking at how you respond to what's going on. How'd you like to be a prisoner who probably some of those prisoners could have been guilty or maybe not guilty? I don't know. Obviously, the system didn't work great back then. I'm not talking about today, but you could be talking about today. But what I'm saying is how did Paul and Silas respond? They prayed, asking for the help of God, and they worshiped and acknowledged God, and other people saw that. What kind of impact do you think that had on the prisoners' lives? I can promise you, just from personal awareness, from people that I'm connected to, for things that I've done, and for people that I've done things with in ministry, there's a lot of complaining that goes on in jail. A lot. You know what there's not as much of in jail? Worshiping. So in your circumstance, for all that you could complain about, I'm not saying you can't. You know, if you want to be in trouble with the Lord, that's up to you. But your example will touch other people, even if you're not aware. You see, what you got to catch, or what I got to catch, or what we got to catch is some capacity somebody is always watching and listening, whether they're on earth or in heaven above. Somebody is always watching. All the world is a stage. That's exactly right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're done for today. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Taking a 22.5-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then. Destroying everyone and everything
they find. Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.